You're listening to the audio production of New Marriage, Same Couple. Don't Let Your Worst Days Be Your Last Days by Josh Walters and Katie Walters. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by the authors.
This book is dedicated to you, the reader. Note to the reader. I'm not sure what season of marriage you find yourself in. However, by picking up this book, you've expressed the desire to have a new marriage. Before getting started, be assured, it can be yours. Whether you're in a moment of crisis and hope seems lost, or if you're happily married but aware of the need to grow in your relationship and get to a new place, that desire, coupled with this book and workbook, will help you experience immeasurably more than you could ask or imagine in the one relationship that matters most. If that was in any way dependent on Josh and I, it would have been an audacious claim. But we believe it to be the heart of God, and with Him, anything is possible. He does not want you to have a miserable, mediocre, or mundane marriage. Do you believe that? Ultimately, this is a work only He can do. But only you can read the book and put in the work. John 10:10 says, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." I'm not sure how you would describe your current experience in marriage, but if you're looking for rich and satisfying, get ready. It's coming for you. We can't wait to see what God does in your marriage.
Introduction, In the Dark of Night. "What if it's me?" Katie asked. One of her best friends had just left the house. It wasn't unusual for this neighbor to come over to our house for a chat with Katie, but it was one of a few times I had been pulled into the conversation. She told us she had been struggling in her marriage, that something didn't feel right. She said her husband seemed absent, distant physically and unengaged emotionally. She was hurting, and they were in a tough spot. We listened to her concerns, encouraged her, and prayed together. She was afraid there was someone else. I confidently told her, "There's no way. I knew her husband. He wouldn't do that." After she left, Katie and I remained sitting in the kitchen, mostly in silence. As I tried to process everything our friend had just told us, I was reminded that our marriage also had not been easy. I thought our struggles had been normal, though. We were in a season of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?